And he pointed out that you and I have an ingenious system built within us to keep our body in excellent working order. And then when he talked about the area of money, he said, you know, he said, there's exact laws governing wealth. And he pointed out, he said, this stuff cannot talk, but it can hear. And he said, if you call it, it'll come. Well, I can assure you, I was ready to yell at the top of my lungs. I mean, if there was anything I wanted, it was some money. I figured it would take the heat off for a little while. Ray suggested that I go out and buy this book. It's Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. And you know, he said, there's a secret in this book. And he said, if you can find the secret in the book, you can have anything you seriously want. Now, you take a person that's unhappy, not very healthy, is in debt, you'd have a difficult time accepting that. I was 26, and I just couldn't accept the idea. But as Ray said, your way's not working, why don't you try his? And that's what I'd like to suggest to you today. If you're not getting the results you want, your way obviously isn't working, why don't you try ours? Now, I often mention that John and I have got license to brag about every idea we use because none of them are ours. We don't claim that we've originated these ideas. In fact, we openly admit we haven't. We've just gathered them from books here and seminars there and great teachers all over the world. And what we've done is put them together in an organized, coherent manner. So if your way is not giving you the results you want, I would suggest that you take a real serious look at these ideas. Now, I looked for the secret and I couldn't find it, but I found in one place here, he said, a peculiar thing about this secret is that those who once acquire it and use it find themselves literally swept onto success with but little effort, and they never again submit to failure. What a marvelous promise. He said, if you doubt this, study the names of those who have used it, wherever they've been mentioned. Check their records for yourself, and you'll be convinced. Now, he lists upwards of 100 names here. He's got Henry Ford, William Wrigley, James J. Hill, George Eastman, Theodore Roosevelt. He goes on here, John D. Rockefeller, Thomas Edison, Luther Burbank, Woodrow Wilson. How could I relate to any of those people? I couldn't relate to them. But you see, in that first part, he said, check their names or check their records wherever they've been mentioned. So I did that. And I got out books on Edison, and I got books on Rockefeller, and I got books on Woodrow Wilson, and all the great people that he had mentioned here. And you know what I found? I found they were no different than you. They were no different than me. Many of them had very little formal education, which made me feel fairly comfortable because I didn't either. Many of them had very, very rough roads to start on. But I found out we're essentially all the same. Do you know what was different? The results they were getting. And as I studied on here further, in his chapter on persistence, and he mentions that persistence to the quality or to the character of the human being is like what carbon is to steel, he said the only thing that he could find in Edison or Ford that he never found in everyone else was persistence. They'd get a hold of an idea and they'd stick with that idea. And I look back in my own life and I never did that. I'd try something a couple of times and if it was rough, I quit. I'd have people saying, oh, Bob, why don't you just give it up? I'd say, yeah, you're right, and I would. Now, you see, the people I was mixing with, they were losing too. I never stuck at anything. So I made up my mind, if I ever found this secret, I'd work it right until I died. Now, I did find the secret. It was in 100 different places in the book, and it was simply sit down, decide what you want, write it on a card, carry the card in your pocket, and read it as often as possible every day. Now, keep in mind, I was earning $4,000, I owed $6,000. I was sitting in a fire hall at the time, and I wrote on the card that I was going to have my possession by New Year's Day of 1970, $25,000. Now, I wrote that on the card in 1960. You know, the idea of having $25,000, it was sort of a fantasy. I don't think there was $25,000 in the whole fire hall at the time. Now, I wrote that in the card in 1960. Keep in mind, I gave myself a decade to pull this deal off. I really didn't believe it was going to happen. But I found out a couple of things. I found if you write a lie on a card and you read it often enough, you're going to start to believe it. And you know, William James, back around the turn of the century, he said, believe and your belief will actually create the fact. Well, I did what he suggested. I read this card every day. I'd carry it around and I'd just keep reading it. And one day one of the guys in the fire hall got a hold of it and they pulled the card away and they passed it all around. Everybody started to laugh. Proctor's going to get rich. I had a chap in a seminar the other day that he said the same thing had happened to him.